Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 20th day of June, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 76 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's summertime. Tomorrow will officially be summertime, and tomorrow, the day after tomorrow anyway, the days will start getting shorter as we head towards winter. What a thought. Anyways, let's see what we have on the itinerary here. Pentagon responds, U.S. pilots will defend themselves if attacked by Russians. Oh, people are attacking us. Oh, my goodness. We'll get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Oh, you're going to take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're going to let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Laura, see where that echo's coming from and fix it.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Pentagon responds, full colon. U.S. pilots will defend themselves if attacked by Russia. And I just love this. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. One wouldn't know it by looking at the market, but the biggest developing story today was Russia's threat to intercept any aircraft, including U.S. flying in the area of operations of the Russian Aerospace Force in Syria, and be followed as targets. After yesterday's downing of a U.S. F-18 of a Syrian Su-22 fighter jet, moments ago, the U.S. responded to this unmistakable deterioration in relations between the two nations. Boy, I'm going to deterioration in relations between these two nations when a Pentagon spokesman said U.S. pilots over Syria will defend themselves if attacked by Russians. If we get attacked over there attacking that foreign sovereign, we're going to attack. We are aware of the Russian statement, Navy Captain Jeff Davis, a Pentagon spokesman, said Monday morning, quoted by Washington X. We do not seek conflict with any party in Syria. Well, what a frickin' joke. I mean, this is contempt for the people of this country. To release shit like this, you went over there into a foreign country with zero authorization. It's an invasion force. You invaded without the consent of Congress. You're over there, you warmongering pieces of shit. And we do not seek conflict with any party in Syria. What about ISIS? I thought that's, oh, other than ISIS, here we are. Oh, wait a minute, you finance ISIS, remember? You passed a law a couple of weeks ago that said that, well, you had to exclude ISIS from that terrorist list because you're financing them. All right, where'd that echo come from, Laura? Huh? There it's gone, okay. But we will not hesitate to defend ourselves or our partners if threatened, Davis said, seemingly unaware that shooting down a sovereign nation's plane above its own territory is exactly what seeking conflict looks like. That's the end of the statement. No shit. No shit. You're over there, I mean, pretending. I mean, this whole facade, man. I mean, what person out there doesn't know that this is pure, unmitigated bullshit? That our forces are even in Syria. We've talked about it before. We had no interest in it. It's none of our business what Syria does. It's a sovereign nation. Oh, and then, you know, they wanted us to attack them with the love missiles. Wait a minute. We have no treaties or anything. This isn't United Nations even. You just want us to go attack. Well, who wants us to? Izzy Blastenstein and company want us to go over there and attack Syria because they want their water. They want their timber. And they surely want their oil. Separately, Colonel Ryan Dillon, chief U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad, said coalition aircraft continue to conduct operations throughout Syria. That's invasion. Now, the Russians are there. They were invited by the sovereign country of Syria. They were asked to come there. We were told not to. So that makes it an invasion. Yet another invasion of a Middle Eastern country for our masters in Tel Aviv. Throughout Syria, targeting ISIS forces, you know, the ones that John McCain had his arms around there in that picture, you know, the ISIS forces over there. I've listened to them this morning, I mean, laying this shit out, they had some colonel, and maybe it was a colonel, maybe it was a general, one of those Fox mouthpieces. And they're talking about, well, we're going to go and push ISIS out of this area, and it'll be our area. No, that's a sovereign country, you son of a bitch! You think we're that stupid? People, when you look at yourself and you look at your condition, you know, what do I have? What would I like to have? I work my ass off. Do I have anything? Really not. I mean, I got a roof over my head and just enough food to eat, but I want to finance going over into another foreign frickin' country, spending another trillion frickin' dollars so that the Israelis can take some more of other people's resources. That's what this comes at. But do you know they're talking about this alley down through there? Like a way down through there into Iraq. And Iran wants that, and we want this, and Syria might get it too. A serious fucking country! The gall of these people, this industrial war complex, I mean, they look right down there. They do not see the American people. No more than Donald Trump does. When he talks about America, he's talking about billionaires and contractors. Nothing more. And you don't hear a word about immigration anymore, do you? It's kind of like the jobs thing of the last two elections before the Carnival Barker. Well, coming up on the midterms, I'm sure we're going to hear immigration and walls and deportation. We're going to hear all of these words again. And then as soon as it's over, well, we'll hear this. Just like we're hearing it now, people. This is just another shit con job, not even a good one, because it was evident on its face as it was unfolding. Your wealth, the reason you can't have the things you want is because these sons of bitches are over there invading countries for Israel, period. Sovereign nations. Oh, but man, when we talk about our Somdries, you know, if they somebody would come here, man, I think it was Frank Face, one of them brought it up the other day, and come and drag Donald Trump down the street and shove a sword, or no, maybe it was Flea, and shove a sword up his ass. I mean, oh, the outrage, the violation of our sovereignty. We have a right. This is international. That's our sovereignty. But you want to go pick on a nation? I mean, Mark Kornke calls it the equivalent of going and beating up a little girl, and it really is. Take your military might over there and beat down these third world. I mean, well, actually these countries were progressing pretty good. Iraq was the most modern nation in the Middle East before we went and bombed it back to the Stone Age. Syria, I mean, they were doing okay. And then Saudi, you know, he was an optometrist or something, you know. Boy, there wasn't enough praise to heap on him with the prior administrations until we got the orders from Tel Aviv. Well, we want the Golan Heights. Yeah. We've already selling the oil. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, this is just part of the Greater Israel plan, you know. That's all that it is, you know, for them just to take over the Middle East and take over knock out all those countries, and for Israel to be the head of it, you know. I mean, Weston Clark, he already blew the whistle on it and what they're over there trying to do, but you can't get most dummies to realize it. You tell them to go watch the video of what Weston Clark said or what happened after 9/11 about a country they were supposed to be attacking. They look at you like you got crap all over your face, man.
No,
and
you
that's
know
all
what?
That it is, man. This Greater Israel Project, what they're over there doing it for.
I'll tell you what, Dion, the time's coming we're going to be looking at them like the victims they are going to be, because I wouldn't piss on any of them to put them out if they were on fire, would you?
You got that right. I sure wouldn't. I wouldn't piss on them at all. Well, let them burn up. I'm not lying, man.
I hear you, brother, and I'm telling you, the tables are going to turn. The reason I'm bringing up these articles, you know, usually it's not such a big, you know, like over what they're doing over there with the thieving with the Jews is, but you know, we're going to go through one after another and just, you know, this is why it's going to come home to roost, because while they're doing this, you know, police can now say two words to enter your home. The outrage is being committed upon our people as they're over, if, you know, what they're really doing over there, Dion, is they're fighting for freedom and liberty and for the Bill of Rights and for the Constitution and for you and me, don't you know?
Yeah, but you know, the assholes who say that crap, you know what I tell them? I say, if you want to fight for my freedom, go over there, go to Washington, D.C., go to the District of Criminals. That's where you go. Because you know what? There's nobody 3,000 miles away from me doing anything to me.
Exactly.
It's always the ones over there in Washington, D.C. that's taking and violating my freedom and violating my rights.
Well, hell yes. You know, you look at $1 trillion spent in Afghanistan. $1 trillion. You think of what we could have with $1 trillion. Each and every one of us. You're talking enough money till it would affect every American national in this country. You would feel it. You would feel that $1 trillion coming into your pocket and getting the things you want. $1 trillion over there in Afghanistan. Why our borders stand wide open and the invaders pour in. It is a calculated plan. It is a recolonization force. It is to establish that the internationals, they own the property known as the United States of these Americas, not these plebe people. They accepted that 14th Amendment over 100 years ago, and man, they're just going to have to, or what would it be, 1860, about maybe 1960, be 100, maybe over 100, yeah. But they accepted it.
You know,
and they accepted them taking our property away from us. No, the truth is, you know, we talk a lot about the people out there, the assholes, the idiots, the people who aren't worth the powder to take to blow their brains out. But there are plenty of people, I mean, that understand this. Just, you know, 3% fought the King of England. And, you know, it was stretched this way. It was stretched that way. You had deals with the French from the Masons and the oligarchy that was that hijacked the uprising. But the bottom line is that we have a plenty of people to settle this. And they, no matter what they try to tell you about technology, I seen somebody saying, I was on something I watched on the site the other day, talking about, there's no way nobody can stand up to the U.S. military. You want to fucking bet? We'll mow their asses down in a single day. We'll take everything they have belongs to us. They have it illegitimately because they're not using it to defend our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. They're using it for international conquest for Zion. And we have every right to kill them and take it back. Go ahead.
You know what, Henry? I'm so glad that you said that about our border. You know, I was having a conversation with an idiot. Well, I'm not going to call him an idiot. But
he's an idiot.
I was having a conversation with a guy, and I was like, you know what? I said, do you realize that all this terrorism is CIA ran? I said, let me tell you something. I said, our border is wide, wide open. Now, if there were real terrorists, I said, they didn't have to do nothing. But if they had a beard, they had to do them a learn a little Spanish and walk right across the border. And most of these people think they are Hispanic. They think they're from Guatemala or Honduras, Belize somewhere, you know, somewhere out of Central and South America. I said, come on, man. I said, the border is wide open. If people really want to get us, I mean, they really want to do so-called terrorist attacks. I mean, they got ample opportunity. I said, look at all these illegals. Yeah, I said, you got over 100 million of them over here. Are you serious? Not 11 or 12 million. I said, shit, I go to a McDonald's. I can't. I go to a McDonald's last week, Henry, to get some. And here we go.
Laura, wait, hold it a second. Laura, what's that noise? Huh? It's coming off of Dion? We got a doot, doot, doot coming off you, brother. We can't hear. Now try it. Go ahead. Get back to where you were.
Oh, okay. Did you hear me?
There was something that started feeding. It was like a doot, doot, doot. And the more you talk, the more it intensified. Now it stopped. So go ahead. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hello.
You were at McDonald's.
Yeah, I was at McDonald's, you know. I would get some food, and I mean, I walk into McDonald's, man, and I couldn't understand nothing of what these cats were saying. All of them were from south of the border, man.
Yeah.
All of them. I said that right there proves my point right there. You go to a place and you get something to eat, and hell, it's taking over.
Yeah.
All you heard was Spanish. That's all that you hear.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was driving truck, I mean, this has been, shit, 8-9 years ago. When I was last driving truck, you know, I'd be down in San Diego or San Jose. And, you know, you get out and you better know Spanish if you're going to go into McDonald's or anywhere else and order anything, because nobody in there speaks English in your goddamn country. And, you know, this is emphasizing exactly what we're talking about. The bottom line is this has been going on for a long time. This country belongs to you and me. It belongs to every American national. is a hereditary right. Our forefathers conquered this continent. It belongs to us, and we set down the law. And as JD, you know, pointed out through the military thing, we could never be invaded from without, but we have damn sure been usurped from within. These are not our people. This is an occupation force. They are here to destroy us, to kill us. And, I mean, we talk about, you know, bringing somebody's mind to grasp what we're talking about here today, about what they're running over there in the Middle East to take the resources of the Middle East and conquer for Zion. And you know, they can't cop to that. And right now we're sitting in such a precarious situation that they should be locked and loaded and ready to fight. We should have already attacked. I mean, everybody's talking about the moral high ground. There comes a point where you better fight, or just, you know, they'll just come up, you know, the guy's getting closer. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer is coming at you with a knife. You got a pistol, but he's coming at you with a knife. He's coming at, he looks hungry. Looks like he didn't get to go to McDonald's, and he's coming at you with that knife. And you got the pistol. Oh, God damn it, I got this pistol, Jeffrey. And he keeps coming at you. At some point in the ballgame, you better pull that fucking trigger or he's going to eat your ass, isn't he? And that's where this country is. Who in the hell could blame us? And, you know, if we could all get together and quit this bullshit of 100 different directions and say, God damn it, we're stepping up like our forefathers did at Lexington and Concord. We're stepping up for a Bill of Rights. We're stepping up to enforce our rights as free men and women. Who would be against? I mean, let somebody from the outside world, you know, what, Canada, are you going to come against us as we're fighting for our freedom and liberty? Are you a slave state? Are you a slave mercenary army? How about jolly old England? I'm sure jolly old England would send the troops. You know, because I'm here to tell you, when this thing breaks out, I mean, we can dust. I mean, they talked like that. I was watching that thing. It was something about the Hammonds up there. It was a good documentary. But you got this guy, and he's following the narrative pretty good. And, you know, he's talking about the fact that everything they're doing is illegal. The federal government can't own land, which we all know. And at the end of it, though, he goes, these militias out there who, you know, think they're going to take on the United States Army. You know what? Back in 1775, they were like, these rabble here think they can take on the king of Britain and his army, the baddest army on planet Earth. These rabble, you think? No, forget it. Yeah, it's the same son of a bitches, people. We are 100 million strong. We are armed to the frickin' teeth. It would be a slaughter. If everybody was a like mind and they went to it, taking care of the problem all at once, it would be a slaughter. 75% of us, the people who are disenfranchised, the people who understand that they have no voice in their own destiny, that they are occupied, the 75% will slaughter that 25% and all comers. We have whipped everybody on this planet. My dad used to say it all the time. He told me this when I was a little boy. He said, we've whipped everybody on this planet, and we're going to have to do it again. Because he's seen it. He's seen them coming here, and it's going to be on our own goddamn real estate here. Because we have allowed it. Because, I mean, what is evil will flourish when good men fail to do anything about it, right? Or something like that. And by God, it has. It has flourished. I mean, because, you know, a person, I mean, you go from a point of, you know, it might take a little bit of your resource, and it might take you, you know, standing up for the Bill of Rights a whole long time ago. And it would have been, you know, you might have seen, you know, you might have been 10 days in jail or something, and really just you, a bunch of you might have had to get together. Two or three you might have got killed and solved the whole goddamn thing would have been over. But you let it go, and you let it go, and you let it entrench, you let it grow, this monster, you let it keep coming and keeping. Now it is big. Now it's a big frickin' problem. But it's a big frickin' problem you better solve, because it's getting bigger every day. And it's like Jeffrey Dahmer coming at you with that goddamn knife. They intend to kill you. You better get it through your head. I mean, Dion likes to talk a lot about the people who you're trying to talk to, and these dead-headed son of a bitches, you can show them a frickin' fact on paper, and they'll, oh, that just can't be. It's government. Oh, well, yeah, really? I guess you'll believe it when the knife goes in, when the bullet goes through your head. That's when you'll believe it. But I'm not that foolish. and I'm wagering on that the majority of the people in this country aren't that weak, that spineless. But you see, what they've done is they can beat us with force, brute force, because we're going to kick their ass. They know it. So it's through all of this manipulation, the lies, the fraud, you know, to get the point to where you're talking about the Patriot Movement. You're talking about some asshole that's got a $2,000 AR-15 and he's all dressed up, but he ain't going no goddamn where. He ain't going nowhere. He dressed up for the part, but man, in the end, it isn't going to be that $1,000 gun that's going to decide this. It's going to be a pair of balls that decides it, like it always has been. Onward through this, because we're going to move through it. Like I said, we're making a point here. Police can now say two words to enter your home without a warrant. And this is why, you know, it's going to continue to compile. I mean, I've watched this from 30 years of my life. I've watched it close. And I've seen an outrage, but I've seen the people, oh, it's not me. It's not affecting. And now that, you know, even with this thing with them coming out, all of these idiots coming out and voting for Trump, something's got to be done. It's affecting me. And so, you know, when it affects a few, I mean, the many can stand back and go, oh, gee, you know, it would be putting me out to say anything or stand up about it. And this is what we're talking about it again, this incrementalism. It's building and building and building to the point of Jeffrey's getting pretty goddamn close with that knife. But here again, police now say that, let's go. This is from Off the Grid News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. A federal judge has ruled that police have the right. I want you guys to write. I'm not right. Right. They have the right to enter homes without a warrant. No, by God, they don't. You know why? Because it is forbidden by the Bill of Rights. And I know that, you know, we're going to play this out. Without a warrant, as long as they claim to be conducting a welfare check. Well, we're going to check. We're going to check the Bill of Rights here. Go to the fourth article. Let's see here. The right. Oh, it starts with the right, too. The right of the people. I like that right. We're not talking about an illegal government agency that can't exist because there was never any authorization for it. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath and or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched, and the persons or things to be seized. I see, and it's got a period there, and I'm looking here, and what are they saying here? Except, as long as they claim to, it doesn't say anything about welfare checks here, people. It says abso-frickin-lutely not. You cannot do it. And this is, you know, that people start arguing, you know, well, it's a welfare check. But instead of saying a welfare check does not count in the equation, they'll start breaking, well, the guy was okay and they came here and they did a welfare. No. What we're talking about here is like with the guns. I don't give a shit how many people are saved with guns. I don't give a shit how many people stick a gun in their mouth and blow their brains out. You can't fucking touch it. That's why it was written in stone, because you can't touch it. And this is a blatant violation. And it's by, Lieutenant Joseph Basile did not violate the Fourth Amendment when he forced his way into the home of Timothy Luen and Joseph Batt without a warrant. He didn't? Let's look here. Fourth article, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the... They had no warrant, so they can't freaking do it. I think you say, well, this was passed back then, this act... I don't give a shit what you passed, because the ninth article makes it clear that you can create no power through the power granted that allows you to violate these rights. It's real freaking simple. This is a blatant violation, but here they are. This is, you know, people, this is being reported in the news. Yeah, well, yeah, heck yeah, they can come in. It's a welfare check. Step back, boom, I'll tase you, whatever I want to do. I'm coming in your house. Well, no, by God, you ain't. I guess if those two words are welfare check, boom, 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 should follow them. Because it ain't warrant. Either these rights are absolute and we have them, or they're not. And we do have them. They've never had any authority to touch them. And I'm sure, you know, they're talking about, well, the court looked at this, well, an illegal court, because it had no authority. Ninth article says so. There is no court that this government has that can even look at these rights, let alone infringe upon them through a court ruling saying that, well, yeah, we can if we're doing this. No. It is written in stone. It is written in fact. You cannot frickin' do it. And it's up to each and every one of us to enforce it. You have to, when they come up to your house, to come into your house and force their way in, you got to blow them out the door like any other intruder. What they would tell you is, well, we can just come on into your house. We got a good reason. That's all we know. A good reason is particularly described in the fourth article, and you have no oath of affirmation. You got no warrant. That way you have zero legal authority to be in this freeman's house. And you try coming in forcibly, I have to. It's my duty to my people and my country to blow your ass back out in the street. Or am I missing something here, people? We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Audio Slave with Drown Me Slowly. And, you know, back to this, coming for, we're here for a welfare check. We don't need no warrant. Yes, by God, you do. And it comes down to this, people, plain and simple. They are standing on the other side of your door. They have zero authority. You know, the fourth article wasn't really even made for the government. You know, the Federalists in the day, they claimed that we didn't even need a Bill of Rights because it was clearly lined out. The government had, you know, they're just over there in that 10-mile square. They could never come and bother you at anything. The Fourth Amendment, you don't even need it. They can never be at your house. They're the government. They're over there, 10-mile square. That's as far as they can go. They can't come near you. But this is why, you know, they're dabbling in our world, thinking they can come over into the common law world and redefine our articles of our Bill of Rights. But when they're standing there at your door, they have no authority. That is a rogue criminal element. It's no different than any other intruder. What if a guy just comes up to your door and says, I'm here to take your TV? Because my buddy over there wrote on a piece of paper, I can come in and take your TV. I'm here to rape your wife. I'm coming in and raping your wife. And the bottom line is, man, if he steps through that door, you're a piece of shit, slave, nobody, nothing. You blow him out in the street, you're a free man. That's that simple. And you're within the goddamn law. They are breaking the law. Our law. We are the masters. They are the servants. But that's exactly the opposite of what we're seeing here, isn't it? We're your master. We can come in when we say so. Onward with the outrage. Senate bill to force citizens to register cash, not in a bank. Violators get 10 years in prison. Here you go again. You see the due process of law here where another American national came and looked into your bank accounts got warrants and subpoenas for your bank accounts because you owed them money or some kind of shit here. You see a rogue element coming in just, goddamn, I'll take what I want. Peon, and we've told you before, and this is the plan, that they will just start coming into your house is what they're setting the groundwork for here. So they can just come in your house, man, you can't get no more out of your taxes, you ain't got no money. Hell, all you got left's food? You're gonna be like those peasants over there in England. In the old days, we're gonna come, you got a rabbit there you're fixing to put in the pot? That's our rabbit. This is from
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember back when you could get paid in cash?
Oh, yeah.
Remember those days?
Yeah, I remember it.
All of a sudden they said, oh, we can't have that because the payroll keeps getting robbed by, you know, robbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was like 79, 78. I was getting paid in cash if I wanted to. I had the option of getting paid into a check.
Well, you know, cash used to be king, man.
We have to go through a goddamn bank.
Yeah. Remember cash discounts? Because they wanted you cash. You got cash? Well, you could get it for less because you're paying cash.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. But right. The bottom line is, you know, the goddamn fiat phony-ass monopoly money that we play with out here, it's all debt dollars. You never discharge a debt. All you can do is transfer it. And they set up this whole goddamn system. Now they've got it all to digits on a computer, and they're going to seize your digits on a computer if you want to go out of the country. We're going to seize all your money over $10,000. If you don't report it, we're going to seize it and seize all your money and put you in jail for 10 years.
Yeah, they started all this credit card stuff and this fuck, and then they started phasing out that getting paid in cash, you know. Well, first it was the option, you know, and then, I mean, it was like 78, 79, you know. And I was getting paid in cash. I get a receipt and all that, you know, and taxes removed, blah, blah, blah. You know, but you got paid in cash. And we have a right to be paid in cash.
Well, you know, it used to be against
the bank. We all have to go to a bank now. They got us locked in, man.
Yes, they do. I mean, you're exactly correct.
Do.
You're exactly correct. They've got us locked in. They could. I mean, Rothschild said it. Give me control of the currency. I care not who makes the laws. And you try to go against them, and if they control the mechanism, I mean, shit, you're shut down before you get out the door. And you'll remember that it used to be, not only did you have to have cash, you better have cash to make your payroll. You better have it. And then you'll notice that when they did started using checks, then all of a sudden there'd be time, well, we don't got the money and we can't issue your check right now. And they started, effing with the law that said that they had to have the money there for their payrolls even. So yeah, I'll carry you company for a day or two while I'm going hungry because I'm working for goddamn nothing to start with. Yeah, I mean, this is the international corporate mafia. These are the internationals, and the billions and trillions they've stolen from us because they've never worked a freaking day in their life to create anything, and now bringing it back as a force against us.
Well, think about it. You know, when they did that, they're actually making money off of that, off of you. By saying, oh, we don't have no money right now.
Uh-huh.
No, they're stealing your money. Is what they were doing.
Well, it's like when you go to deposit. I've heard 10,000. If you go to deposit like a $10,000 check, you have to wait a week for the check to clear, and they hold your money and draw interest on it a week. Now you say that's $10,000, but you take 100 people or 1,000 people at $10. That's $1 million draw, and $1 million draws interest by the goddamn hour.
It is so
blatant, and it's so out of control.
Damn.
From every angle. That's why I'm saying, people, you can say what you want, but these people, the enemy, they're going for it. That's all I can say. And the people who, you might be able to try and say, well, Trump, I'm giving him a chance, but by next week, it's going to be right up your ass too. And you're going to be going, this is an outrage. Well, yeah, it was an outrage when it was happening to me last week, you son of a bitch, when you were saying, oh, you got to give him a chance. A new bill seeks to track your money and assets incessantly, will join any business with government ties to act as a de facto arm of DHS. And we've talked about this before. When you see him start arming the Weather Bureau, and all the forest rangers, they're packing Glocks and M16s. And you see them arming up. I mean, this is communism 101. I mean, Bill Petter used to talk to me about this 30 years ago. He said, when you see them arming up the postal workers, every government employee, that means they're getting ready to take you out and put a bullet in your head. And that's what they're doing. And it's on a fast track here. I think they understand that the little stall they got out of Trump isn't going to last very long. That the people have already seen through it. We can tell that you did the same thing with jobs, jobs, jobs. I mean, with immigration as you did with jobs, jobs, jobs. Now it's immigration, 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 jobs, 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 bullshit, 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 and everybody sees it. But there's all the people who still have their feathered beds, the people who still have their comfort zones are going to try to ignore it, but they don't matter anymore. It's come to the point, I'm telling you, I would have no trouble, everybody who's cooperating with this at this moment in time, with the information that is available, you have to be wantonly treasonous at this point. And you should be minimum deported, and if you participated in a degree that, excuse me, that affected another American national, you should be frickin' hung. Period. Because can somebody give me an excuse how you shouldn't know better by now? Because I can think of none. Under the guise of combating money laundering, and this has really got me too when I was reading over this before I came on the program. Combating money laundering, Senate Bill 1241, Combating Money Laundering, Terrorist Financing, and Counterfeiting Act of 2017, ramps up regulation of digital currency and other autocratic of financial controls in an attempt to ensure more of your assets can escape one of the state's, I think it should be cannot, most nefarious, despised powers, civil asset forfeiture. And they're just going to start, no longer stop you on the side of the road. I mean, you give them another year, they'll just be going through your bank account. Wow, you had some money over here. I don't see no taxes. You didn't pay no taxes on this money. And we can account for every dollar. We're taking that. Oh, you got 5 years in prison. You think this isn't where it's headed? And this is what I'm saying. It's going to get everybody. It'd be nice just to stand back and watch that 25% of retards that went out and acquiesced to this shit, see them have to live with it. But they always live right there on the edge of sucking ass of the occupation. So they think, well, if it ever does go bad, the other guys will jump up and kill them and I can go hide and then I can come back in and be a sleaze bag again all over.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you were talking about the bank deposits and stuff, and I believe it was about 3 years back or so, we took out a loan, Doc and I took out a loan through Navy Federal to buy a welder, you know, so we could weld the fence and for the little farm area and blah, blah, blah. And so I got the check in the mail. They sent it to me in the mail, and I went to deposit it in my local bank, and she told me, no, we're going to put a hold on it. And I said, dude, I said, look, I got this check. It's from another bank.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to put a hold on my, and just like you were saying, you know, the 10-day mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I told her, well, I tell you what, I'll just call my bank. I'll call Navy Fed, and I'll tell them, just stop freaking payment on the son of a bitch.
There you go.
Whoa, that really pissed her off. Then she canceled. She literally canceled Doc's debit card. And all of a sudden, he's going to work trying to get gas, and his credit card, his debit card wouldn't work. I went to the bank manager, and I blew up. I said, I'm going to tell you what, that make no logical sense right there. It's from a bank.
Well, look at it, Misty.
And I pitched enough bitch to where, I don't know, I finally got the funds released after 3 days, but still. And then I had to tell him, and this is what she did in retaliation, because I said I would get my other bank to stop payment.
Mm-hmm.
That was insane.
Well, look at what they've done. When my dad was young, you know, in his 20s, 30s, 40s, I mean, they treated you so good. Didn't they, the mm-hmm. banks, man, a toaster you're opening, a savings account? Here, have this toaster. And,
yeah.
You know, exactly. And, you know, anywhere you went, like I said, cash discounts. Oh, sir, you have cash, just step into the front of the line. And as long as you went along with it, man, and not realizing at the time, because people hadn't seen the duplicity, that when you deposit that $1, it's automatically $9 to them. So what you're talking about is you have a separate class of people in this country called bankers, and when you have a dollar, it's worth a dollar. You hand it to him, it's worth $9. I mean, this is, and then it built, and it built, and it built, and they became more and more powerful. And now, like you said, you can fill out an application, sir, if you would like to have a savings account, and we'll review your application. No frickin' toaster. But if you're the filthy rich, of course, man, you're still being groomed. But they had to get the mass of the population to accept it. I mean, it was bad enough that, like I said, you know, it's fiat currency, it's a debt dollar, it ain't worth toilet paper. It just ain't. But then you accepted that, and then around the 70s, that's when the plastic money started coming. You don't even have to carry that old cash. And that's when I heard people like Mark Kornke talking about, you know, you're going to see the money start changing colors here. And you go look at the currencies out there now. I mean, it looks like goddamn Monopoly money, or like money I used to get out of Mexico. You know, you go down to Mexico and they have the centavos. You go and one peso and you get a handful of paper that this funny looking paper that wasn't worth a goddamn. And this is exactly what they're doing here. And it just cannot keep on going and going. And the bottom line is they want everything from everybody. They want a population of slaves, peons, coolies, peasants, you know, lower than them. You avert your eyes when you meet them on the street. They want it back like it was in the colonies, when they were working under the King's Charter. And if you, as a common man, I mean, you didn't step off the sidewalk into the mud so that the royalty, the gentleman, could walk down the sidewalk without getting his feet dirty. Hell, they'd take you over into the public square and have you whipped, and that's what they want again.
And,
this is,
you know,
what
Henry, they have institutionalized so many people, and especially, I mean, I know there's younger kids out there that their parents teach them, and I was blessed with being able to see my grandbaby, and I'm glad you did that segment, but she slept all through everything, but I will definitely, I've got it notated when you were doing the Bill of Rights segment, but I gave her the Bill of Rights and to read it, and it was crazy. Bless her little heart, but she called me a racist. My own granddaughter. And I said, honey, why am I a racist? Well, you're targeting the illegals. And I said, honey, it's not. I'm targeting illegals. I said, baby, what it is I want to take care of my own people, my own brothers and sisters, my American nationals. I said, your mom is walking around right now pretty much screwed up because she couldn't get an MRI to prove that her ankle was broke, her foot was broke, but they can get everything. Poor little girl, she said, so you're telling me really that the government is paying the illegals? I said, yes, dear, they are.
Well, you know, I am a racist, you know.
It's hard to explain, you know, to the children. I guess as far as I'm concerned, it was extremely difficult, but I think I made her understand that, you know, I'm not a racist for wanting to take care of my own people that are in poverty.
I am a racist. I am a racist. I'm an American national of the American race. My people come in all pigments and colors. And I hate everybody who ain't one of us.
Well, that's what I told her, but I mean, I didn't go that far as to say I hate other people, but I just said, you know, I just want to take care of, and that's what I told her. We come in all different colors. It doesn't matter, but we are American nationals.
It's about nationality.
Make me a racist because I don't want an illegal coming in here sucking us dry.
You don't want an illegal coming in here taking her future from her. Dion, are you a racist, brother?
Hell no, I love everybody. Hell no. You know what? You know that kills me. You know what? Because you know, I was having this conversation, and this was an older lady too. Matter of fact, she was an older white lady. That's the thing about it. And check this out. And she told me this. She was like, she's getting fed up with them too. And this is like the third time I've heard this story. That, you know what? Well, if you go across state land, you go there to Mexico, and you didn't come through it the right way, they will call your family over here for ransom.
Oh,
but when they come over here illegally, you know what? They get all the goodies in the world. Man, we got so many freaking homeless people out here, man, and they starving, sleeping under a bridge. Mm-hmm. But they come over here, they can't even speak a lick of English, and they get everything, man.
Well, the thing
is exactly what I told my granddaughter, and that is exactly. I said, you go try to cross into Canada, go try to cross into Mexico, somewhere else, and you are facing the wrath of that country, that sovereign country. But yet we have open borders that anybody can come in. You know, I did my best to try to explain it, but yeah,
it's like. It's like this, Dion, you and me standing together. You're an American national. I'm an American national. We are of a people. Anybody crossing that border, I don't give a shit what color they are or what nationality they are. They ain't us. And they are here to take from us. And I am a racist. I don't want them here. And it ain't got nothing to do with the pigment of skin. It has to do with nationality. This country belongs to you and I. It's our hereditary right. To have the benefit of this country. No other people's hereditary right grants them anything in my country. It is an occupation here that thinks they can take and give what belongs to me away outside of the common law. The only way you and I can lose any of our property in the public lands across this country, everything that they took, Old Federal owns, it belongs to you and me because Old Federal can't own shit. And when they take it away from us, when they let people in here and start giving them the fruits of our labor and our resource, they are taking from us without going through the due process of the law. The government's never had the authority to do it. Even a legitimate government wouldn't even try it. But this illegitimate occupation sure as hell does not have the authority to give anything that belongs to you and I away. And I deplore the son of a bitches coming across the border thinking they can come take it from me because an occupation has come into my country and they're going to take advantage of my bad situation to come in and take what I have. I will blow their asses right back over that goddamn border.
Well,
you know what, Harry, you know what? What I don't get is, why do the cowards run? Why do they run up here? I mean, why would they fight for their own? Like you said, Mexico, all those countries down there are rich. They are full with natural resources. But they have such a corrupt government, and they run up here. To me, I'd be damned if I let you run me out of my house without a fight.
Well, you know, because it's easier. You know, we've been
cowards, man.
You
bet. The men are cowards.
Yes, they are.
But it's just plain and simple. They don't fight for nothing. They're cowards, so they'll just run where it's easy at.
Well, they come up here. Greg, Misty, I'm sorry.
We used to have a system in place back years upon years ago to where if you did want to come to this country, you had to follow our rules. You had to learn English. You had to, you know, support yourself. You had to have a bond, all the above. And that's kind of where I explained to my, which kind of slaps in the face of people that did it legally, which my husband's mother came over here from Spain legally. And she is a citizen. She did what they told her to do. But that's the part, you know, that people don't understand is that is all broken now.
The point what people don't understand is that we are nationals. This is our country. We're of this land. And when these people come here, if somebody wants to come here, and we all agree that we're going to get, because when any one person comes here, get it through your heads, everybody, we each one of us loses a tiny little portion of the all that belongs to each and every one of us as real property, not as communists, not as a collective, but as individuals. And when they come up here and they are supposed to assimilate into us, our family, they're supposed to become us. They're not supposed to bring their culture up here and then say, Mexicans down there waving Mexican flags in our streets and stuff. Mexico, Mexico. No, you son of a bitch. Boom. Before 1965, before the communists got a good foothold in this country, you had to denounce your former citizenship. You had to denounce your former country and give allegiance to us.
Exactly, Henry, exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
The answer to the man's question of why they don't stay at home and fight for what's theirs, why should they do that when they can come up here and get everything for nothing?
Exactly. And you know what? We've been living through a depression for about 12, 14 years now, a deep depression. And what happened, those 15 families that own Mexico and have their people as property because it's under communism, they rather than them having to go through the same, because they're going through the same depression because of the theft. And because rather than them having to take care of their own people, their governments are behind them. They ship them up here for you and me to take care of them, plus taking care of ourselves in a goddamn depression when there shouldn't have been a depression, because we're living on the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth, like I tell you people all the time. We should be living like Saudi princes. That's how rich our country is. That's how much is being stolen. We've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, know who you are and know who your enemies are, and that is The Word from the Trenches.